on this day with Gunners and Ally.
Let's check out what happened on this day for Monday, the 9th of December. Today, Kirk Douglas is celebrating his 103rd birthday.
Is he still alive?
He's still alive. Of course, the US actor and father of Michael Douglas had some amazing movies back in the day, like The Bad and the Beautiful, Lust for Life, Gunfight at the OK Corral. That's one of his best ones. And remember him in Spartacus?
I've never actually watched the movie, but that line rings a bell.
103 years old. Good on you, Kirk. Dame Judi Dench, the English actress, she's 85 today. Her films include Hamlet. She was M in GoldenEye, remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
She was in Shakespeare in Love, which she in fact won Best Supporting Actress for her 8-minute screen time.
She was in the movie for 8 minutes and she won an Oscar?
Yep.
Really?
Yep, it's Dame Judi Dench for you.
Nice one, Judy.
Beau Bridges, the American actor and son of Lloyd Bridges, is 78. He co-starred with his brother Jeff Bridges in The Fabulous Baker Boys. Joan Armatrading, West Indies singer-songwriter, is 69.
Had a couple of big hits in the 80s, including this one. And this one.
John Malkovich, the US actor. His films include The Killing Fields, Dangerous Liaisons and Being John Malkovich. He's 66 today. I loved him in the movie Rounders. Did you ever see that movie?
Nah.
You should. You would like that. Also stars Matt Damon.
What's it about?
He's got a gambling habit and owes him money.
Fair enough.
Donny Osmond, the US singer, a member of the famous showbiz Osmond family. He's 62. Mick Seymour, the bass guitarist with the band Crowded House, is 61. Larry Emder, the Australian TV presenter, hosted The Morning Show and he was also on The Price is Right for a bit there. He's 55. Jacob Dylan, the US singer and son of Bob Dylan, he was the lead singer for the Wallflowers, is 50. And Simon Helberg, the US actor best known for playing Howard on The Big Bang Theory, is 39.
It was on this day in 1843 that the first Christmas card was created, apparently in England.
Yeah, it was made for Sir Henry Cole, who sent 1,000 identical cards to all his friends.
Nice one, Henry.
You'd feel special. Everyone gets the same card. In 1960, this TV show began in Britain.
Coronation Street.
Yeah, my mum used to love that.
Bill Wyman announced that he'd left the Rolling Stones on this day in 1992.
In 2010, Kerry O'Brien hosted the 7:30 report for the final time after 15 years.
And speaking of final programs, remember Margaret Pomerantz and David Stratton?
Yes.
At the movies?
I love that.
Yeah, their final program aired on the ABC on this day in 2014.
And that's on this day for Monday, the 9th of December.